Welcome to Simmer Down Radio. We are at the Lee Family Farm.
I'm Bobby Colton. I live in Bullock County, raised to Georgia. I'm a beekeeper.
And I'm Brenda Anderson.
Hey, and I'm Libby Summers.
We are so glad to be at the Lee Family Farm today, and it's all about bees. And I have one question for our beekeeper. What is your favorite part of the day?
Working with the bees.
What's your favorite part of working with the bees?
Going into the hive and pulling the honey out and then tasting that honey.
Do you taste it right off the hive?
Right out of the hive.
Does it taste different than it does out of a squeeze bottle?
it depends. If it's a squeeze bottle of mine, it's the same thing. But if it's a grocery store, it's the grocery honey's been pasteurized. Mine is pure raw honey.
I know I've seen raw honey in the grocery stores before, so that's just like yours is when you taste it off the hive.
Well, the most of the honey in the grocery store has been pasteurized, which means it's been cooked. And they cook it to prolong the shelf life. Mine will granulate. If it's pure raw honey or anybody's pure raw honey will granulate. Or some people call it sugar, and usually starts in the bottom and works the way up. It's still honey. It's still good to eat. You can take the granulated sugar and put it on your toast or hot biscuit. And eat it right away. And then, of course, if you don't like it granulated, you can put it in a crock pot and turn it on low with water in it, of course, and turn it on low for a couple hours, and it'll liquefy and be good as ever.
Yum. Do you chew the wax part like chewing gum like I do?
The beeswax?
Yes, the beeswax.
Was my chewing gum when I was a kid.
Get out.
That is great.
Do you spit it out or do you chew it and swallow it?
If it's a small amount, I'll swallow it a lot of times, but usually I spit it out. Oh, because, wow. You know, I won't be greedy. I want a whole hunk of it.
Now, you say that was your chewing gum as a kid, so your father was a beekeeper.
My dad had about 50 hives of bees when I was a kid.
Wow. And did you just travel with them, moving the boxes around? Did you go with them, or did you guys keep them in the same place?
Well, he kept them in the same place on the farm at home, and you know, we worked them right there. I didn't, of course, when I got out of school, I had other things on my mind other than bees. You know
what? Like what?
Girls and cars.
The average American boy.
That's right. And then in 1989, my wife and myself visited a cousin in Florida who had 100 hives of bees. And you heard the expression, you get bitten by the bug, but I guess I got stung by a bee. And we went from there, from a couple of hives to, at that time, a short time later, 450 hives. And it's like any other job, you got to enjoy what you're doing.
That's a big operation for, is that, what's the average, like, backyard kind of beekeeper, or how many does it take to?
Half a dozen hives.
That generates enough honey to supply your family?
Yes, we got a bee club in Savannah, Coastal Empire Beekeepers, and we got right at 100 members, and most of them's only got a couple of hives. Now, you got a few that's got more than that, of course, but the average person is a couple of hives, and we recommend a couple of hives if rather than have just one. Some people want one hive, but bees are a lot like people. You got some that'll work and some that won't. So if you got two hives, then you can compare one against the other. If you got one hive that's not doing anything and you got one hive here that's going great guns, well, then you know something's wrong with you. The hive on the right will say. And most times, all you got to do is change the queen out, replace the queen.
But who does all the work?
The female bees.
That's. I just wanted to hear that.
Thank you. I didn't hear that. Did you?
Say that again.
The work of bees, which is all females.
And the men do
nothing. Nothing.
The drones don't do anything but mate with the queen, and when they mate with the queen, they die.
Bobby, that was like you in your younger years before you started beekeeping.
Similar to that, yes.
Bobby's blushing.
Oh my gosh. Well, Bobby, thank you so much. Thanks for hanging around and. It was so great to meet you, and I can't wait to chew on some wax.
I know, and we'll have all Bobby's information on the website, and we just had the greatest time with you. And
well, great.
And thanks
it.
To the Lee family for the farm.
Lee Family Farms. Yeah. We're going to come back and talk to J.J. Lee at some point on the podcast. He might be clever.
Do you have to? Whatever
you say, Bobby.
They're good folks, and I really appreciate him putting up with it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thanks to everybody. See ya.
See ya. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good.